dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
In your career,
Steady J holds a title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, jockin' some more and tearing Lamona in your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music with hot models, we got em. Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio, to come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio, you could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
What's up everybody, welcome to Hot After Dust Monday, right here on Life After Dust Live on Dust Spot Radio Network, baby. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I appreciate having everybody as usual, man. The start of a new week. And, man, it's just a blessing, man. You know, today is Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. And shoot, man, it's also my niece's birthday, my niece Riley, who just turned 2 years old today. Woo-woo, can we give her a hand to that? All right, so, you know, it's a pleasure to be able to, you know, I might even sneak and call a brother and mess with her and sing happy birthday to her. So, man, it's just... there's so much fun, man. There's so much fun to just watch all the greatness going on, man. You know, got a chance to watch her yesterday for her birthday. She was crazy. Just running over the place. Sorry about you, the big girl that's picking up things, man. It's just watching over the, from when she celebrated her first birthday last year up to now, not just the birthday party, but when we got a chance to go to the house and hung out with her for a little bit. Just watching how children just grow, man, watching that evolution, man, of how they grow, and just it's just crazy, man, to be able to just take it all in. So I came, man, you know, as an uncle, it definitely makes me proud to see that she, you know, that she's doing so much, man. This at two is just smart as it could be, full of life, and, man, she also got a chance to get, she got so many gifts from us. My sister got her Dr. McStuffins. My mom got her a doll, Aubriana, who's like a little version of her. I went to Build-A-Bear and actually made a stuffed butterfly and dressed up as a Hello Kitty. So just that, right, even naming the clothes we all got, it just really just was a hit. And that's what it's all about, man, just really being able to, you know, hang out with her, man, and just enjoy another year and watching her grow. And wow, man. Also, last week, we also, Goldie moved to a new apartment. So she'll talk about that a little more on the Thursday show. So make sure y'all check that out. That's Real Spirit Radio every Thursday. Check it out. And, man, now, I got my I have a video, a promo video up for this, actually. But it's because some of y'all haven't got a chance to see it. Actually got a promo video promoting both Human Canvas and our sister magazine, BX25 Victims Magazine. And, man, it's great, man. Like, really being able to sit back and, first off, just celebrate others who support you as much as you support them. And just having those, it's nothing better than, you know, a lot of people, they love to look at the digital copies. I love both. I love the, because sometimes you can't have the magazines with you on hand all the time. So what's the next best thing? The fact that you have No, you have the digital copies so that you can just show somebody on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop real quick and say, ooh, look, here's a magazine. So it's great to have them from all different spectrums. But print is definitely where it all started, because without print in the first place, there wouldn't be digital copies. So, yes, man, it was definitely a pleasure. If you got to check it out in the promo video, we're promoting BX25 Vixens Magazine's issue number 9 that came out, and promoting the new issue of Human Canvas, which came out on the 1st. And, yes, man, it's issue number 8. And issue number 9 was of BX25 Vixens. So make sure you check them all out, man. Definitely, definitely, definitely. If you can't get the print copy, get the digital copy. If you can't get the digital copy, get the print copy, whatever. Just support the magazines so that, you know, we see, hey, people really love what we got going on, and it warms people's hearts to see that, hey, people support what we got going on and we're doing something right. All right, so in funniness and whatnot, I was about to tell y'all about the new format we're doing the show. I'm starting this week, our Mondays and Wednesday shows, High to Dusk Mondays and Hump Day After Dusk. We'll be doing to work. It's only going to be hour shows. So be short down to hour, jam-pack everything into 1 hour. You know, we have interviews, the music, everything right there into one jam-packed hour. You know, your time is very valuable. And we want to show you guys, hey, we don't have jam-pack it all into one little bitty hour. And it's not. And if you really think about it, that hour isn't that little bitty, even though it goes quick sometimes. So just being able to just go back to an original format we did for a little bit. You know, we've switched the format so many times. An hour is fun. I like an hour. An hour I get to give y'all, get straight to short and sweet, but just enough is good to eat. All right, so, oh, my God, man, I know one day I was laughing about, I'm going to share some of this stuff in the next break. Oh, my God, it's just a lot, man. I'm overwhelmed by just so much. And this is overwhelming in a good way. Actually, we're putting together the office this week. So, oh, man, y'all be on the lookout for that, because that's what I'll be doing, the show from now on from the office. And, yeah. Simple as that. All right, so y'all, we're going to do, I'm going to go to a music break, and then we come back. We will do some more, man. Do what we do best, act a fool. You listen to Life of the Dust Live, High After Dust Monday. Your boy, Ceddy J. This track coming at you now is T-Hubby Breakup.
What to do, baby? Just thinking to get over you. But after love and I'm going crazy, thinking about the things that you do. To the point that my body's aching. Late at night I can't even sleep. Asking myself, why do you keep breaking? Just breaking my heart, breaking my heart. Didn't think that it would ever be this way. You should have been from the start. Why you breaking my heart?
Surrounded by maples and oaks, lawyers, doctors, retired folks. Pop champagne on the yacht, you on the boat, I hope you croak. We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The back leg ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate all you want, cause your bitches love me, love me. We getting money, no time for your playboy bunnies. The back leg ugly, go ahead and mug me. Hate all you want, cause your bitches love me, love me.
All right, welcome back to Life is Dusk Live. Your boy, City J. It is Hot After Dusk Monday, man. And get it in some more, man. Talk, you know, we're going to go ahead and go into some news today. Oh, my God. So let's connect some dots here. Today marks Chris Brown's birthday as well, even though my niece's birthday is the shiznick, that's what matters. But anyways, Chris Brown, as Chris Brown's birthday is today, he celebrates it behind bars due to a probation violation that he will have to wait a waiting trial for on May 9th. And man, is the crazy stuff that's been going on behind this, you know, Karrueche Tran, you know, who being the person to be the next in line to talk to Chris Brown after Rihanna, and who also played a factor of him jumping back and forth, you know, playing hopscotch, girlfriend hopscotch or whatever. She just showed so much love to him today on Instagram and whatnot, and chilling with Christina Milian. And so they were talking about some stuff Chris Brown had said. And as far as, like, what kind of this led to was, you know, him, I was saying that if things go, you know, well, once he gets out of jail, things are going to go a whole other way. And he's going to show his love and return back to her. He's going to give some girl something that lasts for a lifetime. So we're all thinking maybe this is him proposing to her. Thing is, so many different things you go with this. Everybody has a different story. Everybody goes to different stuff, and that's it. And things have to hit you a certain way for you to wake up. Now, he's had so many different things that have hit him upside the head that you're kind of like, man, dang it, bro. Like, you just not getting it. And now, I guess because, you know, a lot of people, when they're in jail, you have a lot of time to think. And in this case, you know, I guess what he's been having time to think about is, dang it, man, the Rihanna chapter is over. Let it go. Move on to the chapter of the next woman who's been genuine love of standing there by your side even when you did some crazy stuff. So, bro, if you're serious, don't be playing this woman. That's because you're behind bars and you want some female attention. Do not play this woman. If you really want to marry her, bro, I know you might not be able to hear me now, but this is archived. You can always listen to me. You know, just be cognizant, man. Don't take it for granted. Like, seriously, I was one of those people, I gave him a chance. I still gave him a chance musically, and I'm still giving him a chance. You know, and just, you know, sometimes some of this music makes now drives me freaking nuts. But anyways, you know, I gave him a chance musically, so even after all the drama that happened with him and Rihanna and whatnot, I still was one of those people. I said, you know what, let's show him some love. Still, man, I still love his music. That's what, me and day, I still love his music. I've loved it, and this is how I personally am. The thing was, what kind of cracked me up was a lot of people weren't on that train until after the BET Awards when he did the Michael Jackson tribute. And it was kind of like, I was looking at everybody like, are you serious? Like, that took you to figure that out. It took you then to figure this all out. So this dude's been the same person all along, man. Like, really, it just goes to show that what people, how people just operate and think. that they realize, hey, sometimes, I mean, we know plenty of people who've done some foul stuff in their time, and they're great musicians. I mean, heck, I mean, a lot of people who bounce from chick to chick. I mean, I can name one of the greatest people I still listen to over and over and over, and can't wait till this new music is supposed to be coming out. I'm excited about that. And that person is Prince. Prince has had his share of mess-ups, too, and girlfriend hopscotching. So, I mean, for me, I don't think we should hang that over Chris Brown all day. Like, oh, man, yeah, you know, you had a good woman, man. You had a good woman. Like, we can't keep hanging that over the man. Like, get over it. Like, if you haven't figured it out by now, it's good to see, just watch the good music, just listen to good music. And Chris Brown, man, I hope while you was in there, man, you had some reflection. Some of this stuff, man, go back to the Chris Brown, you know, you ever show us glimpses of Chris Brown music I like. And I understand as an artist, you test different waters. But sometimes, man, some of this stuff is driving me freaking insane. And it's just ridiculous. So, going on to what we're talking about. someone was actually telling me about this at work earlier, and I'm watching it now. It was already a big sensation, but you know, sometimes I catch up to some stuff late, and happen to have to catch it when I catch it. This is one of those things. In this case, there's a truck driver, and this New York dude under MSNBC, this Arizona truck driver, and wow, like I don't have the audio going. I'm kind of just watching it all unfold before my eyes. Wow. All I know is when he broke down to me he was talking trash, and he tried to fight this trucker, and the thing is, this trucker whooped his ass. Watching it now, it's crazy, man. That's one of those perfect examples. The bullies do not always win. So, people, do right, man. Don't be sitting here, don't pick fights, man. That's for no reason, because you never know who he mess with. And as a person who knows first hand and people screwing them, and you don't mess, just don't run up on random people trying to start mess. All right, so now we got that little tidbit out the way. But another big story I wanted to talk about, too, which is definitely on my spirit. It's my spirit, ladies and gentlemen, spirit is how I said it. And y'all know me. What website do I really be on? Yes, rhetorical. I will not yell the name out loud, but let you let that marinate. Because I hate websites where this is what you're doing. You're supposed to be people go to you for a news update. Yet, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, there's a lot of hoopla that's going on, and hearsay is something that it ain't even the hearsay that bothers you, really. It's more so about how they kind of just make up stuff. So, wow, I just don't understand. But they know who they are. Bam, bam. And, according, I know one of the things that everybody's been driving nuts all day at work was about, you know, new season of Love and Hip Hop started today, ATL. I don't know when I'm going to watch it, you know, because it's going to come on a million times tonight and throughout the week, so I'll be catching up and watching that, whatever. But the show that matters that came on today that I missed, I'm so upset. They had a two-hour premiere. That is 24. 24 came out, man. And let me tell you, if you weren't a fan before, you need to catch the hell back up. Because this, what I like about what they did this season, they were talking about was they made to where even if you hadn't watched the past seasons, you're not going to have to play all this catch-up. It's really almost like a – it's really kind of crazy. It's more of like a spinoff pretty much the most part, and you kind of just get to this – you kind of just stall over, and it's fine. Right, because the way the storyline is going is like taking a whole other direction. So it's best to just pick it up from where you're at now, man. And this new 24, I can't wait to watch it. It's going to be crazy. Very, 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 very crazy. And I hope it ends up getting to another season today. I hope they catch on and saying, man, you were waiting for 24 to come to hell back. So there you go. You have it, man. 24 is back. Game of Thrones, you didn't get a chance to watch Game of Thrones yesterday. It was crazy. If you're one of those people that used to watch Dragon Ball Z, remember one of those things that used to drive you nuts about Dragon Ball Z? Too much talking and not enough fighting. But then when it was a lot of fighting, you got crunk. That's how yesterday was on Game of Thrones. A lot of whooping ass was happening yesterday. And that's what that gave me so much life on Game of Thrones. Because if I watch it, I want to see some goddamn swords being swung around, some bow and arrows, somebody shaking somebody, or rock being thrown, whatever. I want to see some foolishness. Maybe somebody getting poisoned, Jeffrey. You know, it's whatever. When action is going on, it keeps me entertained. It keeps me from not going, okay, and it's almost like I'm just watching it, not for like, you know, I want to be able to feel like I'm enjoying it and watching it and it's like enjoying it for most of the episode. So I felt yesterday and wow, it's going to get real because I believe the next episode is when the trial happens. So, oh, man, we're going to see what happens, man. They've been pulling a lot of magic tricks up their sleeves this whole entire season, so y'all got to definitely stay tuned. Those are a little bit of shows I've been talking about, and other news and stuff that's been pissing me off. But Dallas Mavericks lost yesterday, man. I cannot freaking believe they lost. I was just so hurt. Just watch that, man. It's the onslaught by the Spurs. It's ridiculous. So hopefully it gets better, man. You know, I'm kind of like on the fence of who I want to win as left. I just want the Heat to lose. That's really the main thing I want to see happen. Because why do I want the Heat to lose? Because there's a bet on the line. And if I win, my Santiago, who was on the show last week, will have to take the hit. So, yes. Other than that, man, shoot, that is what's going on. All this is going on so far in TV news and other crazy entertainment news. We're going to go ahead and go to our next show. We're going to go to some more music, and we're going to go some more back-to-back tracks. First track of the day is going to be brought to you from this music break. It's going to be brought to you from Chris Law. This is All I Need.
Twan Beatmaker, the hit maker.
Hey, little baby. I don't really need nobody else. All I need is you.
Chris, L-A-W. All I need is someone who gon' ride for me. All I need is someone who can fly with me. All I need is someone who can make me smile. All I need is someone who is worth my while. Girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl. Girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl. Girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl. Girl, all I need is you.
My main chick that I fuck with, she gon' ride for me, so I'm stuck with. She ain't like these hoes, so ain't worth shit. Nah, they ain't worth shit. She do what she say, she gon' back it up. She don't talk shit just to be adding up. She bad as fuck with a nice body with a big butt and I like that. She super fly, we get super fly, we get fucked up. We make my cup so we super fly. And hey, get mad when we wait goodbye. All I need is someone who is by my side. I ain't got a gun twice. She down to ride, she gon' ride for me. She gon' ride for me, she gon' take the bullet, she gon' die for me. I ain't worried about nothing. She take
Make the party out it. You put But disrespect me in your life is something I won't spare. Got me fucked up. You really got me bended. If it ain't about them dollars, then it don't make sense. I got that tunnel vision. I only see what's in front of me on that money mission. I don't need no nigga front of me. I get paper, hoe. Paper, hoe. My hustle mentality. Now get naked, hoe. Why your nigga commanding me? I don't give a fuck. You get the sun and the cap and I make you give it up. Man, you could think I'm just rapping and get your shit fucked. And that's the real of my end. If they catch me, then I guess I'm going back to the pen. In it all white. I'm talking, staying up, stressing nigga all night. I'm steady praying, saying that it's gonna be alright. But I can't lose focus, so I'm just grinding like I'm running out of time. If you niggas don't know. Look, I don't care, nah, I don't care. And when it comes to these niggas, it's one thing I don't spare. If you hate me, then hate me. I ain't trippin' and chillin', but if you make it a problem with nigga, you get the business. And I ain't playin' though. I hear you bitch niggas talking, but what you saying, oh? Saying you ain't about it, so stop it before them niggas start knocking up on your door and start cocking before you know it. They poppin' it, then they off in your pockets. That's just the way it is. But I ain't talking about pop. And everybody got problems, but nigga, I got a lot. And I ain't looking for help. I do this shit by myself. Cause when it comes down to it, I only credit myself. These niggas fake, man. When you get better than them, these niggas hate, man. Said that I'ma get noticed and take their place, man. Well, fuck it, I can't blame them. But that pussy in your blood, nigga, I can't change it. Shout out Propane, shout out to Kurt Cobain. Shout out to Slim Thug, Killer and J-Down, man. Y'all the reason I'm rapping, I'm trying to get on your level. So I just grind till I get it and have to go through whatever.
Niggas get money and forget about everybody. Shit, and that's when karma kick in. Me? Shit, I'ma do me, but at the same time, ain't forget who got me, though. My people, my hood, your people, your hood. This BB, you understand me? step in the light, tell them about that. Hey, got the boo behind me. Hey, yeah, man. I want this, I want that.
When I blow, I want this, I want that.
Tomorrow's show, over on Glitz and Glamour, it's going to be crazy as usual. You know, they obviously got some controversial topic over there, and it's usually me having to go, me against the world, it feels like sometimes. So I co-host there every Tuesday. And what's coming on for this week over there for the show is, like I said, a very controversial topic, which is, why are men and women afraid of commitment? A lot of people have a lot to say about this, I know. If you want to be able to share your comments on that topic tomorrow, 347-202-0389. We'll be live from 11 p.m. Eastern to 1 a.m. Eastern. Adjust it to your time zones respectively. And, man, definitely come check it out and share your opinions, man. That's what it's there for. And definitely, no, we will go. We do act crazy over there. Definitely check them out. On Wednesday will be the new format, newly formatted Hump Day After Dusk. And that's where we'll be taking away the All Music Hour. So there won't be more All Music Hour. It'll be kind of like today, music mixed in throughout the show. We will be having the guests in there. Stay tuned for the guests that'll be on Wednesday. Today's guest is not able to make it. Had some, a lot of crazy stuff going on. And definitely, man, prayers out to you. Thursday, Real Spill Radio. Real Spill Radio is going down. And, you know, they changed their format. Well, they're on every other week. So every other Thursday they'll be on. This will be the Thursday they'll be on. So check it out. That's where you get to hear my sister, who's the main host, Goldie, our brother DJ Chase, yours truly, Ceddie J, and then our friend, the friend of the family, my boy Semi Automatic, be on the show. And, you know, that's how we do it, man. Every Thursday we go and read the pocket change, the read, a little bit of everything. Might bring you back to the hit list. You don't know what's going to go on the show. So check it out. And like I was telling y'all earlier, Goldie will be talking about her new moves. So I can't wait. I won't be getting too much into that because I want to definitely leave something for her to talk about. And again, it's a reminder again about the magazines. I actually got, I said today, I got my print copy of issue number 8 of Human Canvas and issue number 9 of BX25 Vixens magazine. Definitely check them out, man. A lot of love is being spread throughout all the brands. And, man, you want to be part of a brand that's really going to step it up every time and make sure that we are working as hard as to bring the consumer the best product ever. And that's what you want to be. You want to support BX25 Vixens magazine, and you want to support Human Canvas magazine. Two magazines that would, and I'm not just saying that because I do stuff respectfully to both. I'm saying that because it's the truth. That's what we do. And I've watched people, a lot of people, man, I got to get this off my chest, man. To this Hot After Dusk Monday, I'm going on some hot mess. We're going to talk about some hot mess and hot messes, some hot mess I want to definitely go on. As you as consumers, you as listeners, we have a duty to you guys. I don't care what anybody says, we have a duty to you. And that's to bring you the best show possible, bring you the best product possible, whatever it is that we're selling or whatnot. If we're not improving, then we're cheating our fans. We're cheating our fans by not improving. And I've seen people, you know, the flash and everything is great. Being flashy is great. I mean, I do a little flash, but I worry about, my flash comes after the hard work. You want your stuff to look pristine. Don't run around having a million different divisions on one project and you don't have one together. It goes back to, you know, for those of y'all that like to, you know, the biblical people around me, you know, that, you know, y'all know that little phrase that says there's the guy who has 100 times or 10 times, I forget the exact number, and then there's a guy who has one talent. That guy with one talent was outdoing the guy who had, like, all these different talents because he perfected it. So that's my question is, are you a person that's going to perfect what you're doing? Or are you just going to keep throwing a bunch of half-baked stuff together? Because in the day, like I said, people deserve top quality, whatever it is. And I want to say shout out to the artists out there. Shout out to the models out there. Whatever they do, that their music improves, the models' photos improve, poses, everything. They do their darn hardest to make sure people get the best product ever. And even talking about it from a non-business standpoint, even as a person, if you're not doing something better than what you did yesterday, then you're 10 steps behind. If you look at yesterday's person and you look back and you say, wow, I'm just going to leave it at whatever, then, wow, man, you're wasting a day. I can't say no more than that. You're wasting a day. And it goes back to what my talent thing. And thank you, Ronaldo. Ronaldo said he approves his message. man, like for me, like if I wanted to, I could just throw out Human Canvas, Life That Does Live, all the different stuff all at one time. But you got to do things at the right time and make sure you spread it out to make sure that everything plays its part. Not just a bunch of half-baked stuff rent out there and throwing at people. Like, and I see DJ Chase in the building. What's up, my little bro? Man, you got to call in, man, because I want to, during this last bit of time, man, because I want to say I'm singing happy birthday to Riley. I told people I might be end up doing that. And you came right on time. this is everything, man. I mean, maybe it's just how I was raised. But, no, man, like, you have to just, in order to be able to go to the next project, you gotta sit back and evaluate what can I improve. And if you're not improving that, and you're not getting some lead, you're not getting some headway, that you need, and I mean, you have both those things done, headway and improvement in your product. If you're not doing that, don't move on to the next project without being ready. And people will have to sit down and really evaluate. One thing people tell you about me is I will sit here and evaluate the heck out of myself. I will study it, and I'm going to go, what did I do in this that I did right, I need to continue? What did I do wrong at different on that I don't want to continue and I want to improve? That's how it should be. So let's get the last 5 minutes, how fitting. I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. I know who that's got to be. That's my bro.
Yeah,
here every Thursday.
I had been on the site, but I was a guest. Like, I wasn't.
That was a guest. I was wondering. I said, who's the guest? The guest been here for a while.
I was on call in and make some noise for Rye since it's her second birthday. She'll be drinking milk and getting on my nerves.
Oh Lord, that's her way of getting wasted her milk. Yeah, I gotta do what I always do every time somebody celebrates a birthday. So I'm gonna play this little thing. So hold on, stay. I'm not gonna meet you again, so. Yes, yes, Chase. That, I'm going to tell you how talented. That was Gonzo that did that from his nose. That's how talented he is. That was your boy Gonzo, man. Yeah, Gonzo, man, he's playing for his nose, man. He said he had to do a big, man. Nah, man, but nah, I'm okay with since you on the air, man. I want to talk about so many different about one of these stories, man. First of all, man, I didn't even know that Chris Brown shared the same birthday as Rod, but I told you earlier, I said Rod's birthday is more important than Chris Brown's. But anyway, was that mean to me to say, Chase?
Of course not.
And of course, though, because here's the thing, we were talking the story earlier. Chris Brown, you know, because he's behind bars right now and waiting trial for May 9th, he's actually he's celebrating his birthday behind bars. And one of the big things going on right now is Carucci had this post on Instagram, like saying happy birthday to him and can't wait to kiss and hug him and get out and whatnot. And it's been reported, like, stuff. Basically, some leading to Chris Brown, some saying he's going to change his life when he gets out, and he's going to give her up. He's going to propose to her when he gets out. So my quick question to you is, what's your take on that? Because I've already said my two piece about what I feel about the situation.
Well, I don't know if I want to propose to a lady whose name sounds like female genitalia.
You don't want to never get proposed? It goes Carucci. This is my thing is this, man. Like, I feel like he's just, you know, we gonna see if it is what it is. I mean, everybody goes to different phases and whatnot. But this dude is just doing this cliche, I'm lonely. Big Bubba been turning my butt. I want some for JJ now, and I want to lock down to the JJ when I get out, dude. I'm just going to look at him and give him a big SMH. Like, come on, bro. Really? Proposal? You use that? So, that man, shoot. So, as we get ready to go out, man, reminder that you guys know, y'all can check out the show on Thursdays. Your boy DJ Chase, co-host with me on Thursdays. Y'all check him out on Real Spirit Radio every other Thursday. This is one of those every other Thursday this week, so tune in. And you see why me, him, and my sister, why we're are one of the craziest siblings on the air ever.
Si, senor.
Yeah. All right, Roddy, I hear you over there. I will say, well, Riley's talking in the air plenty of times. I'm about to say this is Riley's debut in the air, but it's her purposeful debut on the air.
She wasted milk on a tablet and was sad because it wasn't playing. Then had to wipe her strength.
Oh, Lord. Well, everybody, we get ready to roll on now. Man, this new hour, man, I'm shortening down to an hour. It's interesting again. So we rolling on out. Y'all hear Rob over there getting crank. Remind you guys in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, when there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to an episode of Life That Does Live. Your boy, Sadie J. My bro John stepped in today too. John Kane sending a happy birthday shout out to Ryan. Boy DJ Chase, man, we rolling on out. Peace.
Yep.